Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen, Philip Van Cleve is the president of the Virginia Citizens Defense League, and he joins us this morning. I took note that you all have filed a suit. If the reporting is correct, Philip, this is about background checks, which, of course, from a PR standpoint, has the potential to be problematic, because a lot of people say, oh, well, background checks, that's very reasonable. I want people to have background checks. What's the argument here? What's happening?
And by the way, our one handgun a month lawsuit is heard today.
Oh, okay.
That's today at 2 o'clock. I think right. two or three. Anyhow, the universal background checks. First of all, the law basically surreptitiously, without telling anybody, is going to take away July 1 the right of anyone between 18 and 20, all through that range, all the way up to 21, to be able to buy a handgun. They will not be right now. They can buy a handgun in a private transaction. They can't buy one from a dealer, but they can own them. They can possess them. They can carry them openly. But they just can't buy from a dealer. This will take away the ability to even buy from a third party, just somebody that wanted to sell a handgun.
And it, 18 that wasn't to 21, really, can, but you can still carry it if you already own it, or if someone
it to you? It's not illegal to own it, but you have to get one is going to be virtually impossible legally starting July 1. And this was nothing that was said in that bill. That's one argument. Number two, there's nothing in the Constitution that says that the government has to give you permission to buy a gun. Number three is on a private sale, rather than the government indicating whether you can exercise the right by selling or buying a gun privately. It's going to be up to a private business to determine that for you. Yeah. And our fear is that these businesses aren't going to do these private transfers. If you go to sell a gun, they're going to say no to a private transfer because they're only allowed to get $15 for it. That's the maximum. And that's not nearly enough money to make it that worth their while. And so
$15 for the check or $15 for the product?
$15 for the check.
Oh, okay. They can't cover their expenses.
They have to keep the paperwork for 20 years. They have to do a bunch of stuff. And meanwhile, while they're fiddling with you for $15, they could be, you know, selling guns to people from their own store, making a whole lot more money than that. This whole thing is wrongheaded.
It's deliberately designed to collapse the ability of the average citizen to engage in the sale of a product that clearly these legislators don't like.
Yeah, exactly. And also to allow the government to know exactly what guns you have in the long run. So that's another thing you don't want. It's none of their business. And if they know, then they can confiscate them at some point. And this has happened in other states. So this is bad all the way around.
And what do you think your shot is in court today?
With the one handgun a month, well, we got our fingers crossed. That's a stay that we're trying to get at this point, so it doesn't go into effect. Mm-hmm. We don't ration any other right, you know, I think we have a reasonably good chance. Mm-hmm. You know, you never know. You can never be too sure one way or the other.
Yeah.
But there's a lot wrong with the one handgun a month, besides of just the rationing part of it. So.
Yeah, I'll at least give Democrats credit that they have figured out the PR side of this, where they've tried to come up with ways to get their way, crush the ability of individuals to own guns, move guns from place to place, while making it seem very generic and very benevolent. And of course, the press in general doesn't look into that with the same skepticism that they would if, say, a Republican tried to do an ultrasound bill with abortion. You know, they're all over that. But in the case of weaponry, they don't want to deal with it.
No, they're very good at packaging stuff up. Like I tell people, they could take dog poop and package it up so it looked pretty attractive till you opened the bag and looked inside. That's what they do with gun laws. They make it feel, oh, that sounds perfectly reasonable. But when you really look into it, you go, oh, I didn't know that.
Well, I think that the average person who might have been on the fence about the right of the citizens to own guns may have been pushed in your direction over the last 3 weeks. I mean, God, I went over to Colonial Shooting Academy the other day, and the line was long. The guns, they weren't sold out, but they were selling guns like crazy. And you know what's interesting, Philip? This is just an observation. A lot of the people who were in that line were African-American men, and I try not to eavesdrop on people, but I'll be honest, I was eavesdropping. They were saying, no one's coming in my house and harming my family. I mean, I heard two black men say that to the clerks at the counter. What do you think is going on here culturally?
Well, culturally, people, a lot of people that have said, oh, the police will protect me, are finally waking up to the fact that at the end of the day, you are the person responsible for your own safety. And I think that's a good thing. I think everybody should be awake to that. You know, it's nothing wrong with the police, but they can't be everywhere. Crime can happen, and you've got seconds to respond, seconds. You can't possibly call the police in that time. And people have just been blind to that. They've been walking around, with, you know, whistling past their graveyard, saying, well, if it ever happened to me, I'd
Well, we thought we lived in a relatively stable and safe society, and it's all collapsing around us very deliberately.
Wait till we have a case where we can't get food or water or electricity is cut off. Wait till that happens and you'll find out how thin the veneer of society can be.
Yeah. Maybe you would disagree with me, but I have been surprised that a lot of the people who are, well, I mean, I don't want to be insulting. I mean, gun collectors is one thing, but, you know, a lot of the people who have been friends of mine for years who boldly wear t-shirts, come and take it, and don't tread on me. Man, they've been very, very quiet. And I don't know whether to admire their self-restraint with what's been going on across the country and here in Virginia, or to say, man, you weren't really serious about fighting back against violence and tyranny.
Well, the interesting thing is, guess what? You know, if they do that, guess who the laws will be enforced against while the rioters continue to go around burning things down?
That's true. That's true. I did have one friend of mine who said, I would love to go be involved in this, but I know with my skin color and my political affiliation and the people that I would be taking on, that I'd spend the rest of my life in prison. I just can't do that.
And also, once enough people cross that line, that's when things will really get interesting. It all just all depends on a lot of things. Right now, the government is still there. And I think a lot of people are going, at some point, the police are going to, you know, things are going to reverse and the police are going to step in. That may not happen. But believe me, everybody is watching that. And I'm very glad that I'm a gun owner. And I'm glad we've helped, you know, thousands across the state retain that right. And we're going to have to keep fighting for it. I guarantee they're going to keep coming for it.
If the cops disappear, if they resign en masse, or let's just say they stop responding. I mean, you know, they're a little slow on picking up the call. I mean, at some point, and I don't think this is crazy to say, I don't think this is paranoia or tinfoil hat to say you could be left alone for extended periods of time to try to protect your family and your house.
And I think based on what you're saying earlier, what's happening, too, is a lot of people are saying, okay, I'm prepared to protect my house. I'm not they're not really thinking about going out and protecting the city of Richmond. That's Richmond's thing. But their own house, it really would be a bad idea to go breaking into houses with this stuff. I really think that would be a bad idea for those rioters to attack something like a private home.
I do, too. Maybe they know that, and that's why they're going for the easy targets.
If they don't, they'll find out if they do it.
Yeah. Philip Van Cleve is the president of the Virginia Citizens Defense League, and I appreciate you coming on, Philip. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, John. Thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.